Track three, and we come to our headline stories, the first of which is 30-minute misery for a number two bus, in which a campaigner criticises cuts to the bus service. An ardent bus campaigner is angry at a disastrous decision to reduce services in Teignbridge. Dawlish Town and District Councillor Alison Foden says the move to cut frequency of the number two service between Exeter and Newton Abbot from three buses an hour to two is detrimental to local residents who need a regular, reliable bus service. Stagecoats announced in April it would be introducing a more frequent service number two to operate every 20 minutes instead of the previous 30 minutes. But now they have confirmed that from August the 31st, the service will revert back to every 30 minutes. Councillor Foden, who has been campaigning for better services along this route for more than 8 years, say the 20-minute service was brilliant. She said this was welcomed by many local residents. She herself uses the number two service regularly to commute to work at the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital. She said, I saw a large increase in the number of local people using the bus to commute to and from work every day, particularly people in key services in Exeter, at the hospitals and the university, and at the Dawlish Hospital. I find it odd that only 5 months after introducing the every 20-minute frequency bus service, that Stagecoach have reverted to every 30 minutes during the day, with an even worse service during peak commuting time at the beginning and end of the day. The service route operates from Exeter to Newton Abbot via Dawlish, Tynmouth and the villages of Exminster, Kenton, Cockwood, Holcombe, Kingstainton and Bishopstainton. A spokesperson for Stagecoach said, following the end of the peak summer season, the Monday to Friday daytime frequency will revert back to every 30 minutes. Working in partnership with Devon County Council, we will be assessing the success of the frequency increase to help inform future changes. Councillor Foden began campaigning for better services in 2017 when she called for a reversal of the cuts when the then 20-minute service was first cut to only every 30 minutes during the day and once hourly at evenings. She argued that 5 months of the 20-minute service is not long enough to test a new timetable. Local residents continue to require a regular, efficient and reliable bus service all year round. Commuters continue to require transport to and from work, and a reliable and frequent bus service during peak commuting time, and young people continue to require a good bus service to and from school and college. She claims there has been no consultation with passengers on services that she has used. Councillor Foden said few buses mean less opportunity for people to use it, which she argues means less income for Stagecoach, more traffic congestion, increased air pollution and delayed and fuller buses. She also says people using wheelchairs, mobility scooters or pushchairs are also disadvantaged as there is only one space for one of these on each of the buses.
Sweeping Beauty is set to clean up the town. A Teignbridge Town Council will be taking on more street and path cleaning following County Hall cuts. Newton Abbot Town Council is set to recruit another maintenance worker and carry out extra street cleaning as it moves to fill the gaps left by Devon County cuts. Devon County Council has lost more than £10 million from its 2025-26 budget after the government abolished the Rural Services Delivery Grant. Both weed and litter clearing have fallen victim to the reduced circumstances, leaving communities with a serious issue. However, Newton Abbot Town Council's response to the problem is to boost its number of Facilities Maintenance Officers, FMOs, creating a team of five. The extra help, plus investment in equipment such as the Sweeping Beauty City Master cleaning machine, mean that Rob Woodger and his colleagues can now cover more ground than they had previously. It's not the responsibility of Newton Abbott Town Council to clean streets and remove weeds from paths, but we know it that it is what the public wants, says Rob, who was himself only taken on by the council just over a month ago. And for that reason, we're recruiting an additional FMO and hope to have them in situ by early autumn. We've also doubled the use of the city mastering machine in the past month, and we are trying to get out more and more. By Christmas, we hope to have covered the whole town, and from there keep on top of things, with a schedule that means everywhere will receive our regular attention. The extra weed clearing and street cleaning come on top of the FMO's other tasks, such as removing unsightly graffiti and maintaining property belonging to Newton Abbott Town Council. A major job has been the refurbishment of Golden Lion Square, with phase one of the works taking place there now, close to completion. Rotting timbers have been replaced, new benches installed, and project partners Rotary Newton Abbott about to rejuvenate the flower beds. Phase two is expected to be completed in time for the New Year celebrations. Using FMOs rather than an external contractor has reduced the bill by around £50,000.
Dawlish rail funding petition gathers pace. Almost 700 people have signed a petition urging the government to reinstate funding for vital cliff works above the railway line between Dawlish and Holcombe. Phase 5 of the South West Rail Resilience Programme, the final stretch of the decade-long project to secure the iconic coastal line, was paused in July spending review. This should have been the fifth and final phase of the scheme to strengthen the cliff. Network Rail has already completed four phases of the project to make the vulnerable seaside line more resilient, including a new seawall and extensive work on Dawlish Station. The petition was launched by Modern Railways deputy editor and rail campaigner Andy Bowes Rodden, who described the cliffs above the main line as the sword of Damocles. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley, who supports Mr. Bowes Rodden's campaign, has also started his own petition. Mr. Wrigley said, "Following the government's failure to include the final phase of the Dawlish Rail Resilience Project in its funding announcement, I have created a petition so we can demonstrate the strength of feeling around this project and how important it is to be completed. This final phase is vital to protect not only our railways, but the communities and businesses beyond Dawlish and into Cornwall." Mr. Bowes Rodden said, "To be approaching almost 700 signatures in just a fortnight gives a very good idea of how vital this railway is to do so many people in our region." The government announced it was pausing Phase 5 in July, saying, "We have already invested significantly in securing the cliffs and making the coastline more resilient and need to focus our investment on other projects around the country. We will keep this scheme under review and for funding at future fiscal events. This phase is considered crucial for fortifying railway infrastructure against potential pitfalls." Mr. Bowes Rodden said, "These cliffs were identified as by far the biggest geotechnical risk to the railway by Network Rail in 2014 after 20,000 tonnes of rock fell onto the railway line, closing it for 2 months, and they remain so. Should they fall again, a huge area of the country will lose its only railway link for weeks and potentially months."